Hello and welcome to Out in the Bay, gay radio from San Francisco. I'm Eric Jansen. Tonight, queer life and pride in the burbs. It seems that gay pride is spreading. San Mateo County holds its first ever LGBTQI pride celebration this Saturday, joining other Bay Area communities overshadowed by San Francisco that in recent years have launched their own pride parties. Why? What's the need? How visible and how safe are gay, lesbian, bi, trans, and intersex people? And what's queer life like in San Mateo, Hayward, Marin, Castro Valley, and other locales close to the city some consider the center of the gay universe? Mere miles from San Francisco, many LGBT people have reason not to feel safe nor to be out at work. Stick around for a discussion about queer life outside the city and a preview of San Mateo Pride this Saturday, June 15th, and Castro Valley Pride, July 13th. My guests are Shannon Casey of San Mateo Pride and Billy Bradford of Castro Valley Pride. If time allows, we'll also hear music from San Jose-based pop singer Xavier Toscana, who's performing at both celebrations and at San Francisco Pride, and perhaps another San Mateo Pride entertainer. Shannon Casey has been, in her words, a constant source of agitation most of her life. She lives on the peninsula with her partner of 16 years and their two children. She was a founding member of Rainbow Families of Puget Sound for LGBT families with children. She began her work with LGBT Pride in Seattle in 2003 while 5 months pregnant with her youngest. Since then, she's worked with Pride celebrations on both coasts and in Asia, helping bring LGBT families with children to welcoming places in the LGBT movement. In the past year, she's been part of Our Family Coalition's work to decrease bias in elementary schools on the peninsula. She's excited to represent Our Family Coalition as part of the group bringing San Mateo County its first Pride celebration. Welcome, Shannon.
Thank you. Very happy to be here.
And Billy Bradford is the single father of one son and an involved community member and volunteer who supports local Castro Valley businesses, schools, and theater. He's an outspoken activist for civil rights and works with the national LGBT civil rights groups Get Equal and Marriage Equality USA to promote full federal equality. He helped start Castro Valley Pride 2 years ago, and he looks forward to the day when he can quit talking about gay rights and can all just talk about human rights. Billy, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you both for being here on Out in the Bay. So what is queer life like in the suburbs? Do you both have city lives in your past or mostly rural or suburban before this?
We moved here from Brooklyn about 3 years ago. So I would say that's
it's big city.
Pretty urban for most suburban folks. But in Manhattan, it wasn't.
Uh-huh. Okay. And Billy?
Well, I came down here from Portland, Oregon, but I was immediately out in the suburbs, just a few minutes in the city. And I was a Hayward guy and a Castro Valley guy, and that's where I like to live.
Mm-hmm. So now, just for those listeners unfamiliar with Bay Area geography, let's be very clear that Castro Valley is nowhere near San Francisco's Castro District. It's a smaller East Bay city, and let's see if I have the geography right myself. Nestled between Hayward or San Leandro and Southern Oakland?
Exactly right.
Okay. I did grow up in the East Bay, so I rode my bike there a little bit. So how different would you describe Castro Valley from San Francisco's Castro?
It's another planet. It couldn't be any different than the Castro. It's interesting that I live there and it's Castro Valley instead of the Castro. It's just a bedroom community. It's not incorporated. We're not a city. We have no government. We have Taco Bells.
Okay, I didn't realize that. I thought it had its own city government, but it's part of it. It's unincorporated county area.
Unincorporated county. Mm-hmm. That's right. It's just families. Family. We work in the big city, perhaps. We work in Palo Alto. Work in San Francisco, but we commute back to Castro Valley for the schools.
There's a bowling alley there, right?
There's a nice bowling alley.
Shannon, Casey, where on the peninsula do you live?
We're in Mountain View.
Okay. And why did you move there?
My partner got a job. She's a techie, and we've followed her job all over the world. We've been in Singapore and Seattle, Brooklyn, and now here.
Okay. So, Shannon, you're co-chair of San Mateo Pride. Is that the right thing, co-chair?
I am co-chair, but it's San Mateo Pride Initiative, which is a year-round group that meets.
Okay,
and
so
this
the celebration
is one of
the
activities that we support.
Okay. So how did the San Mateo County Pride Initiative come about?
The initiative was an effort on San Mateo Behavior Health and Recovery Services, BHRS, and they support the group. It's a group of various organizations throughout San Mateo County that support either LGBTQI community specifically, or like the food bank, which has people who get food from the food bank who are LGBT.
Okay, so is it so?
It's about 15 different organizations in it.
Okay, so but it's supported with some county grants. Is that right?
Yes, it's funded and supported by the county.
And how long has the initiative been around? For a few years, or is this also the first year? Because the celebration on Saturday, this is the first year, right?
This is our first sort of Pride Resource Fair event, mm-hmm. And the initiative has been around for 4 or 5 years at least.
Mm-hmm. So how did and why did you decide to have a fair, resource fair, Pride celebration?
We thought it was time. Everybody in the initiative felt like, it was time to pull together and do something in our area that represented our interests and our specific culture.
Mm-hmm. So what can people expect, and when and where is it?
So it's Saturday. It starts at noon, and it goes until 4. It is at San Mateo Central Park Rec Center and at the entertainment. So there's a stage on the back. The Gold Band will be there, Xavier, that you're playing later. We have Cindy Averill, I think is the correct name. She's a comedian. And I'll be doing a little story time. We have a couple of speakers and some poetry, jazz band. So the stage should be pretty fun. DJ as well. And I think an MC, right?
Yes, I will be emceeing. I've been asked to emcee. I'm honored to do so. Thank you
yes.
very much.
No, we're very excited to have you there. And then inside we'll have panels. We have a youth advocating for youth panel made up of youth. We have a sort of how to add children to our families, an elder focused panel, a wellness panel. And then we have 4 hours of film snippets. So we're showing the Bayard-Rustin film, Brother Outsider.
Wow. Okay. So there's indoor activities and outdoor activities. The entertainment's going to be outdoors.
One room with panels, one room with films, one room with food mm-hmm. and refreshments. We'll have a craft activity from our family coalition. And then outside we'll have the stage and about 20 plus resource tables of all the different groups within San Mateo that would either like to connect with more of the LGBT community, specifically in support of behavior health and recovery services. It is a clean and sober event. So this is one of the one thing that's nice for me is that I can take my kids to this event and I don't have to have conversations outside of our standard, the grass is green and the sky is blue conversations. You know, we kind of stick to the interest level.
Why does that man not have any clothes on? Those kind of discussions?
Yeah, well, that's less interesting. But some of the fetish stuff can be, as a parent, I'm talking as a parent
sure,
right now.
Sure, sure.
And we have those conversations. And I love San Francisco Pride and I love our family coalition, the garden that they have at the end of the parade. But this is kind of nice to be it's in a huge park, a playground there, a train. There's a train that goes around the whole space. Plenty of parking, underground parking. And
so this is basically kind of right downtown San Mateo?
Or? Yeah, San Mateo. It's at El Camino and 5th.
Great, El Camino and 5th. So you mentioned that one of the entertainers is Xavier Toscano. He's also going to be at Castro Valley Pride. He's an up-and-coming pop singer from San Jose. And besides those two events, he's also going to be performing at San Francisco's Pride main stage. So I'm going to play one track, and then we'll come back and we're going to talk about Castro Valley Pride.
You can shoot me right up to the sky. You take me high, you take me high, yeah. Like I scored 100 mil. You can shoot me right up to the sky. You can shoot me right up to the sky. Life's so complicated, I'm glad you're by my side. I know we're gonna make it, cause you do me right. Just the sound of your voice is like ecstasy. And I'm gonna give you every little bit of me. I'm the one that you run to when you wanna cry, but you're the one that I come to when I wanna fly. I'm hooked on you, I gotta get my fix in. A drunk of love, I'm seriously addicted. Just like I took one of them little happy pills. You make me feel like I scored 100 mil. You can shoot me
That was San Jose-based Xavier Toscano singing To the Sky. He performs at San Mateo's first annual LGBTQI Pride celebration this Saturday in San Mateo, and at Castro Valley Pride Saturday, July 13th. He'll also be on the main stage at San Francisco Pride on Sunday, June 30th. You're hearing Out on the Bay. I'm Eric Jansen. My guests are Shannon Casey, co-chair of San Mateo Pride, and Billy Bradford, a co-founder of Castro Valley Pride. We're talking about their Pride celebrations and about queer life in the suburbs. Since I just mentioned San Francisco Pride, I need to let you know that the San Francisco Frontrunners presents its annual Pride Run, a 10K and 5K run in Golden Gate Park. It's the Saturday of Pride weekend. It's co-sponsored by local dentist Peter Farmer and by Wells Fargo financial advisor Dan Jorenstad. The Pride Run is lots of fun, not very competitive, although there are prizes for top placers. It's a healthy start to a weekend that can be pretty crazy in the city. Find info on the Pride Run online at sfpriderun.org. So, Billy Bradford, how did Castro Valley Pride start and why?
It actually started with a group of Castro Valley High School students wanting to put on a flash mob. And I saw them on Facebook and I said, I can help you. I've done this kind of thing before. Let's work together. I'll call the police. We'll get a parade permit. We'll make it happen. But what quickly happened is it went from about 12 people to 50 to 100 to 150. And we knew we had something that needed to be bigger than that.
So when you say a flash mob, what do you mean by flash mob? What was their intention? What kind of flash mob?
They just wanted to be on a corner, perhaps walk down Castro Valley Boulevard with signs and wave and smile.
Signs like declaring that they were gay and stuff.
Or crazy gayness here in Castro Valley. Just to say, we live here too. That was their intent. Because there was nothing in Castro Valley. And there are no gay people there. Well, that was the assumption. They wanted to say, we're here. And so I helped them, and I don't want to say out of control, but it grew very big, very fast, and it turned into a little mini Pride. And we had to get a stage, and we had to get some speakers quickly, and some music, and bathrooms, and in the end, we had about 400 people, and we realized we were on. It was a go.
Okay, so that was the first year, and you had that how many people showed up, or that's how many you knew were going to show up, and then you made it an event and it was grew bigger?
It was somewhere between 300 and 400. I like the bigger estimate.
Sure.
but we didn't expect that. We really didn't. We thought if 75 people show up, that's great. But we filled a parking lot a couple after family would come over and say, this is amazing. You did this in Castro Valley. So we had to keep going.
And did you had some protests the first year, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, both years, we have somebody that stands out on the street with their signs telling us we're going to burn in eternal hellfire for being gay. There's just a couple of them, and it's the same people you see in San Francisco at the marriage equality events. It's very small, but yeah, they're there.
So not exactly a threat of any sort of violence, but they're showing up and making their presence or their discomfort known.
At least that. You know, Castro Valley is actually an okay place. It's the difference is in the Castro, you can walk down the street and hold your boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife's hand. Can't really do that in Castro Valley yet. There, you don't feel comfortable with that. But that's what we're working on. We're working on the whole, our families are here, our kids are here, we're part of this community.
Shannon, I'm curious, same question, or a similar question for you. Do you have any plans for, what if you get some sort of counter voices there?
We'll just welcome them to the party at this point. There are enough social service agencies there, and we have some staff from the county that will be there to assist with security and things like that. So, and I'm not concerned. I mean, it's really not a confrontational area. It's more covert, the things that happen. During the Prop 8 campaign, some of my families that I work with were they're, in danger. People trying to run them over in cars and...
Wow, that's serious.
And a lot more protesting. I think as the tenor of the U.S. is shifting, I think it's shifting there as well.
So Billy mentioned the sort of invisibility of queer people in Castro Valley, although this event changed that. Do you experience similar in San Mateo County?
Well, I'm in Santa Clara County.
Right.
And my area that I work for, our family coalition, stretches from East San Jose to South San Francisco. So I work with parents all over. And a lot of my parents homeschool because their children aren't really welcome in the schools. And again, it's not overt. You're not welcome here. But, you don't get invited to birthday parties and play dates. And You know, they've had some people come up and say to them, well, I homeschool my kids so they don't have to be around the children of gay people. And this woman was like, okay, well, I'm gay. Mm-hmm. So you're really not avoiding that concern.
And I'm just going to ask both of you, like, how safe do you feel and how comfortable do you think LGBT people in your both of your areas are to be out at work, to be openly gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender on the job?
In Castro Valley, it really is changing. It's becoming a better place to be. I don't feel any danger there. I really don't. And I think we have a GSA at the high school, but it isn't really necessary.
Gay Straight Alliance. Okay.
Exactly right. The schools in Castro Valley are great, and
it's the school parking lot that you would have this event in, right?
The Castro Valley High School. Right, in the high school parking lot, and they are so supportive. And we have a theater, and they're supportive. We have a really good community. We just don't want to be so invisible. We want to be let people know we're there.
Shannon?
Well, our family coalition is really on the front lines of where the biggest conflict is, working within the school systems to include children of LGBT parents and caregivers, as well as reinforcing the space for LGBT youth. A lot of people are concerned that when you talk about LGBT QQI issues, you're going to get into sex or those sorts of things. And so to go in and provide resources and provide tools so that the parents and the teachers and the administrators understand how to present the information in a developmentally appropriate and in a comfortable language, respectful to LGBT QQI families, as well as not concerning for families who are a little more conservative. That's a lot of the work that we're doing, and that's nationwide through the Welcoming Schools, which is a project of Human Rights Campaign.
Uh-huh, okay. Now, I spoke a while ago. Oh, did you have something to add to that, Billy?
Well, one thing I wanted to note is Castro Valley is relatively famous for its churches. We have, I think, 40 and more opening all the time, and only one is a welcoming congregation. So what we are specifically focusing on Castro Valley Pride is bringing in welcoming congregations to Castro Valley Pride. We have, I think, 5 now that will be there with a booth to talk to people about the other face of Christianity. And so Castro Valley is difficult in that sense. It's overwhelmingly Baptist, and they specifically do not welcome us in their community. But we're working on that, and I think in the end we'll bring them around.
Do you find that people come to the fair, to the Pride Parade, celebration, who aren't gay but want to know more about it? Do you get a sense of that or not?
Not so much that want to know more about it, but certainly to show their support. I've been surprised every year we've done this. These families come up with strollers, 2 women, 2 men with their kids. Where'd you come from? I live here in Castro Valley. And other families will come with straight families with their kids and just say, we want to be supportive. And ours, like Shannon's, is truly a family event. It's all about kids and having fun and just being part of the community.
Mm-hmm. No, I spoke a little while ago with the director of Marin County's Spectrum LGBT Center on another topic, but she happened to be saying that she knows of business people not out because they fear losing business, and teachers who stay in the closet, even to other teachers. I'm not talking about being out in the classroom to students, but they're not out on the job because they fear they'd have problems in school or with parents. And I spoke with someone at the Lighthouse Gay and Lesbian Center in Hayward briefly. They couldn't be on the program, but they voiced some similar concerns. And I'm just curious if you notice any of that, you know, if you have any examples of that, or if that's not the case.
Oh, absolutely. We have parents that won't come out. You know, they're sort of very discreet about dropping their kids off, and maybe only one parent interacts with the school. We have teachers who are... maybe the staff knows, but the children don't know. I've been in contact with a couple of teachers who have come out in the last year to the school body as a whole, in part because they're adding children and they don't want to be closeted anymore. They don't want to be as private as they were. Mm-hmm. You know, being out is a spectrum and it's different for each person. I stopped being able to be out when I had my kids, because I never wanted them to have to lie about their family. And so I tend to come out. I was on a panel with some people yesterday, and one of the women said, I come out in the first three sentences. I make sure that people know, just so that they can sort of remove themselves if it's something that they're uncomfortable with. And I know some people can consider that sort of an aggressive stance, but I actually find it gracious to give people the opportunity to excuse themselves if they're not comfortable. And if they have questions, then, you know, I don't mind being making that a teachable moment for the youth, you know, for the children and for the parents. But mm-hmm.
Billy, what do you have? So what do you have entertainment wise? Is it entertainment at Castro Valley Pride?
Of course.
Oh, you, well, of course, we already talked about Xavier. What else?
Xavier is going to be our headliner. We have the East Bay Gay Men's Chorus is going to perform. We have the Castro Valley Dramatic Arts Academy is going to be doing some numbers on our stage. We have a lot of speakers. We tend to have a lot of political speakers that are going to be there. Congressman Swalwell will be there. Ellen Corbett will be there. San Leandro Mayor Stephen Cassidy, who's a huge ally, will be there. And we have a lot of faith leaders that are going to come speak to our crowd. But it's only 4 hours, and you don't want to have endless speakers. So we have a DJ. We have 40 booths. I'm going to shoot. We have more booths than San Mateo does. They have a train. And we also have a lot of great community booths set up and some sales, and we have food trucks. It's going to be an awesome day.
This is a Saturday. It's also a Saturday, right?
Saturday July 13th. It'd be the best Saturday ever.
And San Mateo Pride, again, is this coming Saturday, just the day after tomorrow.
Yes.
June 15th. Where can people find more about these events? You both have Facebook pages, right? And neither of you have websites, I believe.
Right. We're predominantly on Facebook.
So just look up San Mateo County Pride or San Mateo Pride on Facebook.
Yeah, if you look up San Mateo Pride, that's what will come up.
Mm-hmm. And Castro Valley Pride, same
thing. Castro Valley Pride 2013.
Okay. And there are actually some links on our website, outinthebay.org. If you go through the show description, you'll get links that will take you to both of those pages. Before we close here, Billy, I want to ask you about this. As I mentioned earlier, you are very active in marriage equality
stuff.
The struggle, the fight. And this Sunday, tell us about what's happening this Sunday.
This Sunday, we're going to be at Yoshi's in San Francisco. Marriage Equality USA is having a show for equality. Yoshi's was in the news recently because a performer, Michelle Schacht, was there and it got a little bit crazy. And so our group worked with Yoshi's to produce this show, and we're going to have some great artists there, some comedians, and I will be speaking, sadly. And the proceeds go to Marriage Equality USA to further marriage equality in all 50 states.
And the time on this event is 7 o'clock, June 16th, this coming Sunday.
This coming Sunday at 7.
And can you tell me a little bit more about what Michelle Schacht did and what the incident was? I don't know the details. Shannon, you're laughing. You seem to know a little bit
about
it.
You want to go there?
I loved Michelle Schacht.
Me too.
And I saw this headline about how she'd completely lost the plot, so to speak. She just started really spewing some bigoted remarks about... what sounded like bigoted remarks. I think she's tried to backpedal a little bit and sort of say that she was speaking from her faith, but it was very anti.
And she definitely hasn't full on retracted it.
No.
She's no longer anchored down in Anchorage.
No.
That's what I think.
So Yoshi's apparently felt a compulsion to help.
I think that was part of it, and we truly appreciate it to give us an opportunity to get out and raise money and raise awareness.
Do you know anything about these particular performers?
I know Simone Equality Campbell, the comedian. She's awesome. I've worked with her before, and she's going to be doing a lot of talking there and making people laugh.
And Yoshi's is a really great space.
It is.
I haven't been there. Check that out. What else do I need to ask you about? Oh, resources. Just generally, can you tell, do you know of resources, people in the outlying areas, not in the cities? I mean, people come to the city to expect to get gay and lesbian information and transgender information and resources. I know we mentioned Hayward, the Lighthouse, Spectrum in Marin County. Do you know of, and the Pacific Center in Berkeley comes to mind. Do you know of other, in Concord, there's the Rainbow Community Center. Rainbow Community Center. Thank you. Do you know of others? Am I missing? What about the Peninsula?
Well, Shannon? We have the, I'm reading from my list, the Asian American Recovery Services. They're going to have a resource table there, and they're a big part of the initiative. We have five different faith groups that will be there. Metropolitan Community Church has been a big part of the initiative. Reverend Terry's great. The Unitarian Universalist of San Mateo will be there. Jewish Family Services, Peninsula Conflict Resolution Center Outlet is a huge resource. They are the only group on the peninsula that advocates specifically for LGBTQ youth. And they have lots of resources for families and for the individuals and for some grown folks. They serve up to 24-year-olds. So,
One more thing I wanted to ask you about. You mentioned earlier on when you were describing the event that it's a clean and sober event, and a lot of the resources tables will have to do with recovery services. I'm curious to know what kind of, I don't know, social problems you see, substance abuse problems you see on the peninsula, and do you think, or in Castro Valley, and do you think they're any better or worse than, you know, in the city?
Well, one of the reasons the Pride Initiative was created was to build a bridge between the social service communities that were serving behavior health and recovery services and the LGBT community. So that's why the groups come together, and all the tables will be representative of LGBT life. And then there are some that highlight recovery services and behavior health issues. Anytime there's stigma, anytime there's bias, you have a higher incidence of poverty. You have a higher incidence of domestic violence. You have a higher incidence of alcohol and drug related abuse. So that's the goal of the Pride Initiative, is to make the world less biased, so that people can get the help they need.
Mm-hmm. Billy, anything you want to add to that?
No, I agree with Shannon completely. She makes compelling points. Castro Valley is so boring. The kind of resources we need is where's the nearest Home Depot and a Safeway out of Apples. And that's where I see gay families in Castro Valley. I go to a Home Depot, I'm in the tile aisle, and there they are shopping for their houses. It's really just a bedroom community. People work in other places. They come home and walk their dogs and make dinner. So it's sort of a different dynamic, but we support what they're doing completely.
Well, I want to thank you both for being here. Billy Bradford from Castro Valley Pride. You can find information on Facebook, Castro Valley Pride. Just search for it on Facebook. And Shannon Casey from San Mateo Pride Initiative.
And you
can find information on San Mateo Pride by looking on Facebook, San Mateo Pride, or find the links on our website, outinthebay.org. You've been listening to Out in the Bay, gay radio from San Francisco. If you missed part of this broadcast, you can hear the whole thing on our website, outinthebay.org. Should be up by about 9 o'clock tonight. While you're there, you can also sign up for free podcasts and get the Stitcher app. That's right, Stitcher lets you hear radio programs and mobile devices. You can also hear our most recent shows right on the site, and about a dozen of our favorites from our 8 years on the air, including interviews with John Waters, Ang Lee, Leslie Gore, Matthew Shepard's mother, Judy Shepard, and a feature on Liberace among them. Check it out. We've been producing Out in the Bay for more than 8 years as an independent production, not a KALW staff production. That means we receive no funds from KALW. We rely on your financial support. It's easy and tax-deductible on our website, outinthebay.org. At the bottom of the donate page, by the way, you'll find other ways you can help us out that don't involve your money. We could use your help in other ways, your expertise. So there's some examples at the bottom there. Out in the Bay is independently produced by me and Marilyn Pittman. We thank KALW, our host station, for studio use and airtime, and tonight's engineer, Joanne Marr. Instead of our theme song tonight, we're hearing The Gold Band, which will be performing at San Mateo Pride this weekend. Out in the Bay is supported in part by the Bar Association of San Francisco's Lawyer Referral and Information Service, providing legal referrals in over 100 areas of the law, including those most relevant to the LGBT community. Information online at sfbar.org/LRIS or by phone at 415-989-1616. That's sfbar.org/LRIS, 415-989-1616. We'd love to hear from you with segment suggestions, comments, and questions. Write to us, eric@outinthebay.com and marilyn@outinthebay.com. I'm Eric Jansen. Thanks for listening.
Like mine will never grow old. I love you in the morning and the evening too. When I'm with you, baby, I get mad with you. Fall to call down. Well, I feel like this when my baby can't be found.